This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States is set to surpass 6 million confirmed coronavirus cases to go along with the world-leading 183,000 deaths the country has recorded. Four Midwestern states recently reported record one-day increases in new cases: Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, all according to Johns Hopkins University data. Face masks on public transportation became mandatory in New Zealand Monday as social restrictions in the largest city of Auckland were also eased. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was confident the new measure would be taken up across New Zealand, adding that, quote, a bit of smiling with the eyes behind the mask, end quote, and kindness to Aucklanders in particular would help get the country through the latest outbreak. Limits will stay on public gatherings and movement in Auckland, though. New Zealand announced 9 new coronavirus cases Monday, 4 of which were in managed isolation quarantine. The Pacific nation of 5 million people had seemed to stop community transmissions of COVID-19 due to tough lockdown measures, but reintroduced restrictions in its largest city, Auckland, this month following a fresh outbreak. Berlin police broke up a mass protest against coronavirus curbs on Saturday and arrested 300 in the German capital after demonstrators failed to keep their distance and wear masks as instructed. Around 38,000 protesters gathered for events across the city, and police reported pockets of unrest as infections rise in Europe and public frustration at measures to contain the virus grows. Worldwide, there are more than 846,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with 25.2 million confirmed infections, with just 4 countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Russia, carrying the bulk of the cases. This is VOA News. Lebanese Prime Minister Michel Aoun designated Ambassador Mustafa Adib Monday to form a new government after he secured the support of a majority of MPs. The previous government quit August 10th in the wake of the catastrophic explosion at the Beirut port that killed at least 188 people, wounded thousands, and sowed destruction across large parts of the capital. Mourning the blast disaster, ruined by economic meltdown and hostage to a dysfunctional political system, Lebanon marks its centenary Tuesday, unsure whether it will survive as a state. There will be no ceremony to commemorate 100 years since French mandate authorities proclaimed the creation of Greater Lebanon, incorporating mainly Muslim former Ottoman regions on September 1, 1920. Instead, French President Emmanuel Macron will return to the same iconic Ottoman-era building where it was declared to meet representatives of a political class desperately clinging to its privileges to convince them to accept essential reforms to save the country. Shaken by 3 weeks of massive protest against its authoritarian president, Belarus has deported some foreign journalists and revoked the accreditation of local reporters, AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
Two Moscow-based Associated Press journalists who were covering the protests have been deported to Russia. The AP's Belarusian journalists had their press credentials revoked. The Belarusian Association of Journalists said accreditation rights have also been taken away from 17 Belarusian media workers. Criticism over the crackdown came from both media outlets and governments. Protesters say the results of the August 9 presidential election were rigged and are calling for President Alexander Lukashenko, who has run the country since 1994, to resign. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Sunday, Russian President Vladimir Putin called Lukashenko on the 66th birthday of Belarus's embattled president, inviting him to visit Moscow. This is a sign of the Kremlin's willingness to back the six-term president as he grapples with unrest and the threat of new Western sanctions. Russia said Monday it was expelling 3 diplomats from the Slovak embassy in Moscow in a tit-for-tat move after Bratislava forced out 3 Russians amid a growing diplomatic spat with Europe. The European Union's executive called Monday for dialogue with Turkey and demanded that Ankara refrains from unilateral steps that stoke tensions in the eastern Mediterranean. Should dialogue not bear fruit, a spokesman for the European Commission told a briefing on Monday, the EU has already moved toward sanctions. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.